Money Talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, Playboy magazine is undergoing a redesign, one that'll be unveiled in March. Is it a cover-up? Let's find out more from returning guest Tom Leeson. He's president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv out of Seattle. Thanks for being with us again, Tom. Glad to have you back. What's going on over there?
When it comes to Playboy, apparently, like you said, they're going undercover. It's going to be a major change for the magazine coming up in March. And, you know, really, the Internet is the culprit in this case, as it is so many times when we talk about what's going on with publishers, particularly in the magazine space. Porn these days, obviously, is available on your cell phone and on your tablet. You don't have to sneak into your neighbor's dad's garage anymore to look at Playboy magazine. And they realize that, you know, their strengths has always been, to some degree, the journalism they do. And that's going to be the linchpin for them, I think, going forward as well.
Is this a big demographic change in what they see as their customers?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I always kind of believe that the nudity piece, that piece of Playboy was the bait that brought people into kind of a larger concept that Hugh Hefner laid out involving lifestyle. In addition to that lifestyle was some very deep reads about the issues of the day. So that has changed a great deal. Again, people don't need to go, that bait isn't as important anymore. It really isn't anymore because of the ubiquity of that kind of imagery.
Playboy is
publications that based their whole gig on increasingly, I don't know what you'd want to call it, but increasingly explicit imagery like that, the Hustlers of the world, the Penthouses of the world, they did not have the legs that Playboy has, and Playboy sees that as being very instructive, I think, and is making this major strategic turn.
Legs, so to speak. Tom, Playboy has been struggling to reinvent itself the last few years. What does it have to do to have any kind of future?
Yeah, you know, like everything else, it really has to do with getting their demographic moved back a couple of generations. Their readership and that lifestyle piece is literally dying off and maturing out of that brand. So reinvigorating the brand somehow is really going to be key there. Tying it in with sports has been one of the strategies that they've attempted a little bit from a content perspective. But that is really the, you know, if I had the answer for them, obviously, you know, I could be a resource for them. But I think that's the big question, is how is it that they move that demographic hook backwards in time? They get into that male audience that has always been a core for them, obviously, but now in their, you know, their early 20s and mid-30s, how do they go about not identifying, but capturing that demo? And I think that's the challenge going
forward.
Tom,
thanks for the analysis. We appreciate it. And that was Tom Leeson, president of New Media Solutions and newmediasolutions.tv out of Seattle.
WBBM News Time, 12:55.